This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And we are back with hour number two of Ron Cecchi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And on our show the second hour, one of the founding fathers of one of the greatest rock and roll groups of all time, Kiss. Paul Stanley will be joining us on the show. Later on, Steven Weber will be here. He's a great actor. Of course, he was 10 years on Wings, and now he's got a new show on NBC called Indebted. He stars along with Fran Dresser on that show, and Steven will be here. Brian Kilmeade, our friend of many years from Fox News, will be joining us. His book about Andrew Jackson is now in paperback and doing extremely well. And then we'll close out the hour with Andrea Rora talking to us about the changes in the tax season in lieu of what's happening in the world. And she'll be here to discuss all of that as we start hour number two of Ron Cecchi Today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Cecchi Today. That group needs no introduction, believe me when I tell you that. And I'm happy to see that this is a pretty good appearance by our next guest, who's not only with that group, one of the founding fathers. Joining us right now is our friend Paul Stanley. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good, Ron. Good speaking to you again.
Nice talking with you, too. And thank you for being with us. Always great when you're a good guest. You really are.
Thank you.
I am actually really shocked when I heard this promotion, because I thought, hey, I want to do this. I'm a singer. I should be involved with this thing. This is great. Yeah,
it really is. It's cool. I mean, the whole idea for those of you that haven't been out to Rockin' Brews is that with Rockin' Brews in conjunction with them, we are offering the opportunity not only to jam with me, but be part of what's called Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp that takes place in Los Angeles, and you will be tutored, mentored, and get to jam with me, some other great musicians, and it's a really great event. It really is a fantasy in that people from all over the country and all over the world come together, whether you're a professional, whether you're a doctor who wants to rock out, or a student that wants to rock out. You get a chance to form these bands, you get mentored, you learn a song, and then you get to play live on a stage in a world-renowned club in L.A., and I'll I'll be part of it too. So you got to go to Rockin' Brews to be part of it.
Now, are the applications taken at all the 15 Rockin' Brews?
They are indeed. If you happen to be in Florida, the closest one is probably Oviedo.
Right.
Oviedo until the next one open, which we have sites on. But all around the country, your Rockin' Brews is the place to make your application, to step on stage with me and see what we can do together.
Now, in the chance that there's not one in a town that is listening to our show right now, Paul, where could they do it online?
My understanding as of now is that you need to go to Rockin' Brews.
Okay.
And if you know differently, then you can certainly enlighten your listeners. But as far as I know, you need to show up.
Well, here, look, the guest is always right on our show, especially when it's Paul Stanley of KISS. So we're not going to do... Now, this legendary club you're talking about is the Whiskey A Go-Go in West Hollywood, California. Now, between this camp and Rock and Brews tie-in, this is sensational. Now, how intimidating is it to play with people like yourself? And I understand that one of the members from the Eagles is going to be there. I mean, this is...
Yeah, Don Felder.
Don Felder, yeah. Are you going to be in costume, Paul?
Well, it depends on what you consider a costume. I dress rather dapper every day. So, compared to some people, it'll be a costume. But, it's just my everyday look.
Can you play any instrument? And can you be a vocalist?
Absolutely. There are drummers, bass players, guitar players, keyboard players, singers. It's so much fun. I mean, look, I don't have to do this kind of stuff, and I've done it time and time again because it's just a great, great time. And there are people who repeat, their involvement, so to speak, whether it's the teachers or the people who come from all around the country and world. Once you do it, you want to do it again. And if you can only do it once, it's a chance in a lifetime.
I just can't imagine what it would be to win this. And what you have to do, of course, is go to a Rock and Brews restaurant located near you. You can go online and check that out and find out where there is one. And, as you know, I'm a fan of this restaurant. I've been there several times. I love it. I mean, I'm not saying it because you're on the show. In fact, I was there for the grand opening. It's a great concept. It really is. Past rock star camp headliners, Jeff Beck, Brian Wilson, Roger Daltrey, Joe Perry, Def Leppard, Alice Cooper, I mean, just a ton of people. And to play with Paul Stanley, now, this is a very diplomatic way, I guess, of putting this. How do you tell somebody or appease somebody when they come up and they're not really that good? I mean, what do you say to them? Like, go back to driving a truck like they told Elvis?
Well, yeah, the great thing about Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp is it's not about necessarily aspiring to be the next big rock star.
Right.
It's about loving the music. So you're put together with people who are of your level, and there's no intimidation, and it's all about having a great time. It's about fulfilling your fantasy, and there's no pressure on you. There's a lot of smiles, and people are just having a great time. Everybody, it's not boot camp. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Paul, if somebody doesn't win this, and obviously there's going to be a lot that are going to apply and not win, can they just register to go to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp?
Absolutely, absolutely. You can go on the internet and find Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, and you can see the date of this particular one and enroll. It's really that simple. And I can't say enough about it, because between the time spent with all your mentors and your counselors, who are all either very, very well known or very well respected or both, you have an opportunity that's so unique. And then to get to play on the stage at the Whiskey A Go-Go that hosted The Doors, AC/DC, I mean, so many bands, Alice Cooper, the list goes on and on. This is hallowed ground, so to step on that stage is very cool.
Sure. Now, one of the things that I am very happy to announce is that your support, as I do and so many people in this industry does, and that is the appreciation of music. I don't want anybody listening to Paul and myself now and getting the impression that if you get involved with Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp that you have the ability and the talent of a Paul Stanley. The fact that you are involved with music, which is, as Dick Clark used to say, the blueprint of our life, is what's really great about it. You don't have to be, you know, the best in the business, or you don't even have to want to play an instrument. Just go there and enjoy the heritage of music, right, Paul?
Really, that's what it's about. I mean, whether you're going to Rock and Blues, which celebrates the music we all love, or going to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, it's not a test. Certainly going to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp is about enjoying and immersing yourself in music that you love. And you do the same thing at Rock and Blues. I mean, it's you know, Rock and Blues is a lifestyle. It's a place you can bring your family during the day. You can bring your date or your friends at night. Have great beers. Have really great food. If you could make this food at home, you'd have a house full of people, because you know, we're serving great quality food, and we always make sure that we acknowledge and pay tribute to our military and our first responders. So it's just a very, very cool atmosphere. And Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, in the same way, is a way to enjoy rock and roll, whether or not you want to be the next Led Zeppelin, or if you know, you are a weekend warrior.
Yeah, and I love the video wall. I mean, you're nothing like sitting there and having a great brew, a great dinner or lunch, and watch that video board at Rockin' Brews. And they're in 15 locations right now in the United States and Mexico, and also they're growing. So go to www.rockinbrews.com/contest rules for this great team of Rock and Brews restaurants and the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. You can get applications, and the winner gets to jam at the Whiskey A Go Go with the legendary Paul Stanley. Paul, that's super. I am so glad you're doing this. You're always on top of things.
Hey, I have the life that I never even dreamed was possible. So every day for me, as long as I'm looking down at the grass instead of up at the grass, it's a good day.
That's a good day. Paul, I don't have to tell you this. You're always welcome here, and we're going to plug this a lot over the next few weeks, okay?
My pleasure. And, you know, I look forward to hopefully seeing a winner from listening to your show.
I hope so, too. And I hopefully will see you in this neck of the woods when you open up a new one, okay?
We have plans already.
I know you do. Thanks so much, Paul. Have a great day, and look forward to having you back soon, my friend.
Thank you.
Paul Stanley, what a nice man he is. He is just a genuinely down-to-earth nice guy. And, of course, co-founder of KISS. And we're talking about a real sweet promotion where you get a chance to play with Paul Stanley of KISS. Are you kidding me? And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest has been on our show in the past. I tell you something, he is really a talented actor. And boy, when you talk about working actors, I mean, his name has to come up because he's done so many things. We'll talk about it when we bring him on. He's star of a show along with Fran Dresser on Thursdays, 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central Time on NBC called Indebted. Joining us right now is Stephen Weber. Hey, Stephen, how you doing? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Ron. Good to talk with you again.
I meant what I said in the introduction. You have done a ton of things. And what I'm really impressed by when it comes to your skills as an actor is that it could be very serious or it could be very funny, and you're believable in both cases. That's a very difficult river to bridge over.
Well, thanks. Thanks a lot. That's a lot of compliments. I'm not used to so many compliments so early in the day, but that's really kind of you. I've been very lucky. I've been able to stick around long enough so that I can explore different areas. And, you know, after Wings, established as a more or less comic actor, I started doing darker and heavier and more serious roles. And now finally with Indebted, I'm back to doing a kind of a light, easygoing comic person that's actually been a bit of a relief, frankly.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you talk about comments early in the morning, if you want me to call you back later, they get better as the day goes on.
Would you please?
Yeah.
Just call back every 3 hours.
Yeah, every 3 hours. We'll do that. We talk about the serious stuff. I'm kind of a president's nut. You did a terrific job when you played a young John Kennedy in the Kennedys of Massachusetts. That was terrific. And you mentioned, of course, Wings and The Shining. I didn't realize that you were on the soap As the World Turned. Boy, you talk about a tough thing to do as a soap opera. You didn't never get a break from filming, do you?
Well, that was my first. That was a real early job of mine, and it was. I was teamed up with Julianne Moore, and we were both very green then, and had a chance to work on the soap opera, which was a fantastic training ground, I got to say. But yeah, I've been very lucky to have worked as long as I have been. But look, it's an up-and-down profession. It's feast or famine, and I'm finally, after almost 35 years, making peace with that aspect of it. It can get bleak.
Yeah. I'm happy for you because you're a talented guy, and, of course, we didn't even touch the tip of the iceberg when it comes about Broadway and, you know, something like Mamma Mia. But let's talk about right now, Indebted. We were talking about it a couple of months ago with one of the other stars on the show. I think it was Adam Pally and Abby Elliott we had on. You star alongside of the very talented, lovely Fran Dresser. Now, your role is Stu. I love the premise of this because they always talk about the boomerang kids. This is about the boomerang parents, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen it. And, I mean, after a while, it's nice to see your parents, but, you know, at a certain age, everybody's a pain in the neck when they come back home, you know?
That's exactly it. I mean, we were very bad with money for many years, very devil-may-care, and we had no choice but to move in with our kids, our son and his wife, and also our grandchildren. You know, Fran Drescher's personality is so big and all-encompassing that it's big enough so that she's a global brand in real life. Her in a house with, you know, five other people. It's actually a kind of a comic pressure cooker. It's a lot of fun, and I think very accessible to two generations at once.
Yeah.
You know, not just ours, yours and mine, but younger ones as well.
She's kind of like the baby boomer edition of Carol Channing, wouldn't you say?
Yes, that's exactly it. I'll give you credit, Ron. Calm down.
My goodness gracious, you know. But you know, this, I guess where I'm getting at is that this is the kind of show, and I think the success of any television show, especially sitcoms, but any show, is when it's relatable. And this is a show that's relatable. I mean, even if it's just for a weekend stay with the, you know, the parents, it's a relatable thing. All kinds of things come up that everybody thinks only happens to them, and you portray them on television.
Yeah, that's right. I appreciate you saying that. I mean, that's the goal, that it's relatable. And the funny thing is that, you know, older people will watch it and say, oh, my God, our kids always do that. That's amazing. Then the kids will look at it and say, oh, my God, our parents always do that. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. One of the things, many, that I think the show has going for it is its accessibility. Everybody's going to recognize something about themselves or their family in the show, and it's pretty hilarious at times.
And I tell you, you're never going to be at a loss for storylines. Never, ever, ever. Especially
That's for sure.
Yeah, especially when you have the grandchildren involved, too, because now you have basically three generations, and that's a formula that's no good.
Yep. That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Do you want to use that line too?
No, I'm not crazy about that.
that wasn't really where.
Not so good.
Not so good. Yeah, what are you gonna do? You got a new thing coming up on Netflix too, 13 Reasons Why.
That's right. The joke is that it's not really for guys like you and me of a certain age. You know, I'm primarily known for the show Wings, but this show has exposed me to a new generation.
I gotta tell you, and I'm very honest with you, okay? I still watch the reruns of Wings. First of all, I'm a plane fanatic, I love airplanes. But that show works very, very well today as it did when it ran for 10 years. It's got a great ensemble of people. I mean, fantastic. And the lines are great. It's like, it's got the same feel of it as Seinfeld or like...
Cheers or something like that?
Two and a Half Men and that kind of stuff. You know, it's funny stuff.
Two and a Half Men, well, thank you.
You can hear the lines over and over again and never get tired of it in reruns. So you do a great job. Well, it's Thursday nights, 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central Time on NBC. It's called Indebted, and our guest is one of the stars of that show and a real talent in the business, our friend Stephen Weber. Hey, Stephen, come back anytime. You're a terrific guest. We'd love to have you back, and I wish much luck with this show.
Thanks so very much, and great speaking with you again.
Nice talking with you, Stephen. Stay well, my friend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Stephen Weber has been our guest. Of course, the show is on NBC. It's called Indebted, as we mentioned before, Thursday nights at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central Time, and our guest, Stephen Weber.
Thanks, Ron. Always nice talking to you, man. And stay well, and thanks again so much. Thank you, Ron.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, Steve. And before we go on with the show, I guess we need to address the topic that is on everyone's mind worldwide, and that's, of course, the coronavirus pandemic. And, you know, during these difficult times that the world is experiencing right now, you know, we've got to all cooperate with the scientists that are working feverishly to find a cure for this pandemic. You know, when you look at the pictures of the Las Vegas Strip or New York's Times Square, it's very eerie. I mean, it's hard to imagine how this virus has virtually stopped the entire world. We are all praying for a swift and positive conclusion to this terrible tragedy. However, this catastrophe does prove one thing, my friends. When the entire world's human race is equally affected from a serious event, the commonality of that event and the way countries are working in harmony to find a cure for it does prove one thing, and that is that the people of the world can get along when necessary. And that might be the only redeeming factor in this situation. Take all the care you can for yourself, for your family, for your friends, and for your neighbors, and for your country and the world. We're going to pause just momentarily. We have more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Seggi today.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says state officials are searching the world for medical supplies as coronavirus cases soar above 10,000 in that state. New York is reviewing four possible locations for temporary hospitals. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is taking a stand.
You can still take a walk outside, go buy groceries, or get takeout from the local restaurant you want to support. But if you do, continue to practice social distancing. But otherwise, we need you to stay at home.
President Trump says he's glad to see that Congress is making progress on a bill to help the stalled economy.
I think the Democrats and the Republicans are going to come up with a package that's going to be really something very special. It's going to help people. This is the first time there's ever been a case where you want people not to work. It's always, you know, you want to create incentive to work.
This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Well, our next guest is a friend of the show. He's been on several times. He's written three books that we've had him on for, George Washington's Secret Six. There was Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates, which I love that book, and Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans. And now it is out in paperback, and he's with us right now to talk about the book. He's the host of Fox and Friends. He's, of course, on the syndicated radio with the Brian Kilmeade Show, which, by the way, I've never been on, so
we'll have to sort that thing out. Brian Kilmeade joins us. Hi, Brian. Welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Thanks for having me on, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. You got to be one of the hardest working guys on Fox. Every time I turn around, you're on the air or you're out on assignment. When they say to you, can you fill in for somebody? Do you ever say, no, I'm already working 25 hours a day?
Well, you know what? I think you and I agree that this is, we like doing it. It's mislabeled work.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's time. It's really, my life's very simple. It's my family and work. I don't golf. I don't play tennis.
Right.
I don't belong to a club. So I just go in there. I beat everyone up in the morning, so I'm up at 2:30. Like Monday, for example, I did not do the 5, even though they asked me to, because my daughter's senior day and she's a soccer player. So that's a priority, but at this point, I'm smart enough to know I just got to take advantage of things while I can. That's the way I look at it.
I don't play tennis or golf or any of those things either, because this is my enjoyment. Let's talk about the book, okay? It's out now in paperback, all right? This is a fascinating story. You're talking about the War of 1812, which a lot of people forget about, and you discuss this important battle of New Orleans and why President Madison, who overlooked the point of the importance of blocking the Mississippi River that could really alienate everything that was done years before with the Louisiana Purchase and the spread of Americana to the West Coast. I don't know if people realize what this man did as a general and later the 7th President of the United States.
And because Donald Trump went out of his way to say, hey, this guy reminds me of me, and I'm going to put his picture in the Oval Office, people feel as though they can be critical, and they just defiled the Hermitage gravesite. Because, you know, back then, no one could ever justify it, but they had slaves. Back then, there was constant battles with Indians, and he often took it to them and didn't initiate but responded, and they had the Indian Removal Act, which is controversial. No one thinks it was executed correctly. But he did so many unbelievable things, but the thing that made him the most famous person in America is when Madison turned to him, Monroe, as Secretary of War, said, I need you to save the day. And they ignored him for 2 years. And then finally, his militia started carving up the British, as well as the Spanish in Florida, as well as taking on these Red Stick Indians, these Creek War warriors. And he was able to knock them out in order to take the British on one-on-one. And that face-off that he was supposed to get annihilated, he was able in 3.5 weeks to put an army together that would stop the British in their tracks before they could reach New Orleans. If they went there, we found the paperwork to prove, even though the Treaty of Ghent ending the war was signed, no one knew it, they planned on holding on to it. They planned on holding on to New Orleans and stopping us from growing as a country past the Mississippi.
Right.
And that's what I keep finding, Ron. Like, the more you look at our story as a country, the more you think we should have been stopped so many times. And this is a story of a 41-year-old guy with a bullet in him from a duel, suffering from dysentery, who rallied 6,000 troops against 9,000 troops and destroyed them in 45 minutes. I think that's an American story we can all relate to.
And you talk about his injuries. Of course, he had a very, very a rough childhood. He had brothers that passed away, his mother passed away, his father passed away before he was born. But you talk about that militia that he had initially, though. He only had like 1,400 soldiers compared to 10,000. Then he had to go out and recruit 2,000 or 3,000 more. Initially, it was just 10 to 1.
You did read the book, man. Yeah, very few people go that deep, but that's exactly what happened. So at a time in which we have presidents that say, I don't know if we're an exceptional nation or every nation thinks they're exceptional, I thought it was important to go back and outline stories that show we are an exceptional nation and the beacon of freedom, and we were doing something back then which we take for granted now. Provide a country that has an opportunity that says no matter where you're born or how much money you have the opportunity to be successful. And that's what Jackson represents. And at 41, he was the most famous man in America. He left being known locally. He came back being known internationally. As I went and studied what Teddy Roosevelt thought about him, what Franklin Roosevelt thought about him, what Reagan, Truman, and Lincoln thought about him. So forget if you know all these Trump haters, Republicans who don't like Democrats, like Andrew Jackson was.
Yeah.
These are great presidents from both parties who thought that he was an indispensable leader.
Truman idolized him. You read anything about Truman, you know, he idolized him. Here's the thing that I think, in addition to what he did to save the West, if you will, is that he got these people in New Orleans together, the Frenchmen, the Indians, the slaves, the pirates, the Kentucky woodsmen. This was not an easy task in itself, along with the fact that it was hampered by the situation that the British were actually going to Indian tribes and paying them off to be against America. So he had everything against him, but that grudge for Britain to what happened to him when he was a child never faded.
Yeah,
his brother died in the Revolutionary War. His other brother, he and his brother got caught, and they both suffered head injuries. His brother never recovered from it after being a prisoner of war. His mom went to earn a living. She died. So he was raised by his county, his town, his country. And he felt as though he owed everything to this country, and he wanted to make it more of a country that gave an opportunity to everyone. Believe it or not, and I had to really read this twice and study it in multiple places, back then we had a elite class building. It was Jefferson, it was Monroe, it was Adams, it was Washington. Sometimes Washington felt left out because of these huge intellects and Hamilton. And then people on the outside, like Jackson, were felt like, hey, buddy, stand aside. You're not qualified to run a country like this. And he was the first to say, yeah, and I'll take my case to the people, and I'm gonna find out what the people want, and I'm gonna deliver it to them. And he was the first to campaign, because Washington, the elite, did not like Andrew Jackson. He was a backwoodsman. He was a guy they thought should be, you know, rough and ready out there, and, you know, being a, you know, a Midwestern judge, which he was, but he thought he could do more, and he did.
Having such an illustrious track record as a general, why was his administration controversial after he had accomplished so much? I mean, he was a two-term president. What was it in his career of being the president that the general public didn't really appreciate?
He was a little like LBJ ended up being, where he would corral, make deals, use leverage to get things done. He was the last president to balance the budget and return, put us actually at a surplus. But to do that, he had to tick off a lot of people, cut off a lot of programs, and he also left a lot of people out of the decision-making process. Tell me if this sounds familiar. He didn't hire from the Washington elite. He hired a lot of his family. He went ahead and started his own newspaper because he didn't like the way the press he was getting. So then he once said, here's this reporter I like. He'll be my editor. You can work out of the White House if you want. And people got a problem with that, just like they have a problem with Trump.
Right.
You know, that's the way he dealt with it, and then got leverage on people to make sure they went along. And he became just as influential after being president as being president, because everyone seemed to go to the Hermitage in Nashville for his blessing.
You know, I'm going to go back to what I say on the air so much, Brian. You can't move forward in today's environment or go forward into tomorrow's environment if you don't know what the hell happened in the past. And talk about what Trump is doing now, and he did it as the seventh president of the United States. That's what I think all of these people out on the streets don't really realize, that you have to understand where we've been in order to understand where we are and where we're going. And that's the thing that really frosts me. People need to read these things like this book. We talked last time, too, about the potential of a movie. Is that still in the works?
Well, I mean, Jefferson is the one that was moving forward in a three-part series on the History Channel. I'll keep you up to date on how that's happening. You know, but in that business, unlike our business, they don't feel in a rush.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have to turn on a show every day. We got to break news every day. We got to be accurate every day. They hopefully will be pushing that forward, because I think it's a story that must be told. And I know that right now Sean Penn is doing Andrew Jackson, which makes me think it's going to come out terrible for HBO. I don't want to do his life. John Meacham wrote about his life. Ron Chernow wrote about Grant. I read those books. I'm not in that league. All I want is to give you a slice of what Jackson was, and a moment that was just needed to be told about America's history. My hope is that you got to go take out a DVD or read. Hey, I mean, there are literally probably 10 books that came out on Jackson over the last 5 years. But I just said, I'm just going to grab one story that needs to be told and wasn't properly appreciated.
Well, you've done that with the Washington book. You've done that with the Thomas Jefferson book, the Tripoli Pirates. I never knew that those things were happening. You know, you got to do me a favor, and you got to come back on our show more often. You're a great guest, and of course, I'll be more than happy to make an appearance. And here's Brian at your earliest convenience.
If anybody ever wants to get it or personalize, just go to briankillme.com. It'll be there.
Okay. Hey, by the way, the book is out right now in paperback. It's called Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, and it's penned by our guest and friend Brian Kilmeade from Fox. Brian, thanks for joining us. I'm looking forward to having you back, my friend.
I really appreciate it. Thanks, Ryan. Go get him.
Brian Kilmeade, and he's a talented author, and of course, he's on Fox and Friends, and he also does a nationally syndicated radio show. And we'll be back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing. I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much has saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Sedgy today, live all across the USA and around the world. Well, tax time is right around the corner, and you can depend on it being on time for some reason. We have some tax time tips for you. Joining us right now is a consumer finance expert from Trust and Will. You have seen her on the Today Show, Good Morning America, Dr. Oz, ABC World News. Joining us right now is Andrea Rohrrock. Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, of course, everybody gets the shivers when they start thinking about tax time, but they should not. What do people need to know about a tax deadline? Should they get themselves all bent out of shape, Andrea, or should they take it methodically and smoothly and planning-wise?
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel pressure and that, you know, filing your taxes feels like this complicated, daunting task, but basically it's pretty straightforward these days, especially when you have online software that can help you through the process. So just make sure you get all your documents set in place. And if you're itemizing, then just make sure you have all your receipts and all that stuff ready to go all at once so you're not trying to fumble through your email and your wallet and your folders to find everything when you are actually sitting down to file it. So just, you know, break it down step by step. And also remember that the tax deadline is on April 15th, but we are anticipating that there will be an extension given the current climate right now, and that may give taxpayers until June 15th or around that time to file, and also just wait to hear about the state level as well. Now, if you're expected to get money back, though, why even put it off? Again, it is easy to do online. So take the time and get it done and then get your money back so you can help create some financial security.
Possibility that the federal government will give you an extension but not the state?
I think that you would see it on both levels. California already announced that they are going to extend the tax deadline to June 15th, so I'm sure we're going to see that across the board. Whatever you owe for the tax filing season, you have to pay it by whatever deadline, whether it's April 15th or it's the extended deadline. Even if you file an extension for even more time to file, you're going to have to owe your bill by then. But if you don't pay it in full, there will be a small penalty. It's not a lot depending on how much you owe, but you want to pay as much as you can. Nothing's going to happen. You're just going to pay a little penalty on it. And, of course, if you owe a big bill that you really can't afford, you can request a payment plan through the IRS, which you can find on their website. So there are options for you. Don't just ignore it and walk away. That's when you're going to get into trouble. Instead, take the steps to inquire about those payment plan options.
If you don't have a bill that's due that you have to pay and you're getting a refund, is it imperative then that you meet these deadlines?
You know what? Yeah, if you want to get your refund faster, then you want to file faster. But of course, if you want to file after the deadline because you just don't have time to organize your documents, then you need to file an extension. Otherwise, you will be penalized for missing the deadline. So just keep that in mind. And you can, of course, find those documents on the IRS.gov website. Now, if you are getting a refund, though, think about how you can put that money to work for you. Last year, the average refund was just under $3,000. Now, that is a lot of money for the average American. People start thinking about TVs, cars, all these shiny new things, but this is not free money. These are your hard-earned dollars that are being returned to you that were loaned to the government interest-free, unfortunately. So now you need to take it back and think about how that can improve your life financially.
One in four Americans, I'm told, are not prepared for emergencies and have zero set aside in savings. And, of course, we always think about preparation, planning, and we think, well, having a will or some kind of a trust is for older people. But you're saying that anyone over the age of 18 should start an estate planning to protect themselves, their assets, and their loved ones.
Exactly. We all have assets, most of us. There are also deaths that you need to have a plan for in case something happens to you. If you have children, really all adults over the age of 18 need to think about estate planning and how it can benefit you, how it can keep you and your family safe and keep your assets protected. Creating a will is so easy to do online these days. Trust and will makes it easy and affordable to create a will. You can create a will online in 10 minutes at trustandwill.com. It costs just $70. Now, if you have $150,000 in assets, so say you own a home or have your retirement savings or have other savings accounts, whatever that might be, you actually would benefit more from a trust-based estate plan. Again, if you're not sure which one is right for you, at trustandwill.com, they do have a little quiz that you can take. You enter in a few personal details, and they'll tell you which plan is better for you. Again, with that trust, you do get a power attorney and health directives, which are really important for even when you're alive. You know, things can happen. You can't make a decision, and those health directives will tell the medical team how to care for you. Having these estate planning documents set in place, having these legal documents in place in case something happens to you, is going to make it a lot less stressful and confusing for your family, who will already be going through a lot of stress, right, if something were to happen to you. So this just makes things easier and less stressful for them.
You talk about building equity in your home, but you also say invest in yourself. What does that mean?
Right. A lot of people overlook this, and they don't realize that putting money within yourself is your best investment. So that means building on your skills, refreshing your skills, learning new skills, taking workshops, seminars, going to conferences, networking events where you could potentially meet new partners, new business opportunities, new better-paying jobs. Investing in yourself is your greatest opportunity to earn more down the line, which is essentially then your best asset.
When is it too late, Andrea, to open a Roth IRA or start saving? I mean, at what age you say, no matter what I do, it ain't going to help?
Well, no, I mean, obviously, the sooner you start investing in your retirement, the better, because with compounded interest, you're going to earn more and not have to put away as much towards your retirement. And, of course, your age will then also dictate how risky your investments may be. Someone in their 20s or 30s can have a riskier portfolio because then they have time to recoup in case of any, you know, downswings or whatnot. But the older you get, you may have to be a little bit more conservative. I would say you can always make those catch-up contributions. You're allowed to put more towards it. Don't ever give up. Just keep adding money when you do have the opportunity.
Now, you talk about trust, the wills. Where's the best place that we can go to get there?
Oh, yes. Go to trustandwill.com. Like I mentioned, they have that quiz. You enter in a few details. They will tell you if a will is better for you or if a trust. I mentioned that the will costs $70 and it takes just 10 minutes and you can do it from home. Or the trust costs a little bit more, but it comes with more documents. And that is $3.99 for an individual or $4.99 for a couple. And that just takes 15 minutes. You can even print out your documents from home, especially now since no one wants to really leave their homes. This is something that you can get done today right at home.
Sounds great. Andrea, thank you for joining us. We invite you to come back and chat some more when you have the time. I know this is a busy time of the season for you.
That would be great.
Again, go to trustandwill.com. Our guest has been Andrea Warrock. Thanks, Andrea. Look forward to having you back.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You too. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Published. Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
We'll be right back.
Well, that's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today. I hope that you've enjoyed the past 2 hours, and we'd like to thank you and all of our guests for being part of it. And our guests include Vicki Lawrence from ABC's American Housewife, Diedrich Bader, Dale Barra, the son of Yogi Barra, Michelle Gottlieb from Torn from the Headlines on the Investigation Discovery, also Paul Stanley from KISS, actor Steven Weber, Brian Kilmeade from Fox News, and Andrea Warroth. Well, until next week, when we'll do it again, we hope that you have a great week. But please, whatever you do, stay safe, okay? Protect yourself from any virus that is out there, my friends. It's so important. And until next weekend, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.